Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Welcome to today's episode. We're going to have a chat today about the envelope system. So what is the envelope system? The envelope system is something I came up with a number of years ago when I was doing an interview on Virgin Media. And we're trying to get people to be better with their cash. And I was talking about, I think I said this in the first or second episode, we're talking about how people kind of spend their money by tapping their debit card all the way around town, or tap dancing around town, as I call it. This got a bit of a laugh, actually, one day. I was on News Talk talking about how people spend their money too. But when it comes to your money, years ago, if you go back 10, 15, 20 years, actually even 8 years ago, people generally used cash. Debit cards weren't that common maybe 15 years ago, kind of came about 8, 9 years ago. But people generally used cash. They went to the ATM, they took the cash out, they put it in their purse or their wallet. When you went in the shop, you'd be able to see how much money you spent fairly quickly by opening and seeing that 50 euro you had is now only 10 euro. And you'd probably know that you don't need the next purchase, or you probably wouldn't overspend. Because you can get rid of your money so quickly these days, it's very hard to keep track of. So you might have heard me talk about one of the episodes already about your number. What do you need on a monthly basis or a weekly basis? Let's take it that you're bringing in, I don't know, say 2,500 euro per month on income, and your outgoings are 1,800 euros. You have 700 euro left. You might decide that you're going to spend 100 euro per week on discretionary lunches or coffees or a pint or getting your hair done, whatever it is. In that case, what I always recommend the people to do before COVID-19 happened was to take the 400 euro out of the bank on payday and put it into four separate envelopes in your drawer, in your bedroom. And you can only use one envelope per week. This was a great way for people to train themselves in not overspending. And you weren't allowed to take your debit card to work or leave the debit card in your purse or your wallet between Monday and Friday. So the idea here is that you wake up on a Monday, you have 50 or 100 euros, say 100 euros as an example, and you have 100 euro in your envelope, and that's what had to get you until Friday. Now, most people struggle with this. Usually by Wednesday or Thursday, they'd be broke, or they might have a 10 euro left, and they'd be shocked at how much money they spend on silly things. I've used this system with clients of mine that have been earning six-figure salaries, and I think it's probably the best way for them to take control of their finances. And I said this again in another episode, how when I look at mortgage applications for people and I look at their bank statements, they're always horrified to see how many transactions are actually on the account over a one-month period. And they don't realize where they spent their money. So the envelope system is something that I recommend to everybody. And the main reason for this, I want you to imagine the SPAR test. So what's the SPAR test? Have you ever gone into your local SPAR for a pint of milk and come out 20 quid lighter? I think every single one of us can own up to being that person. Because you go in and you think you're getting your pint of milk, and all of a sudden you've picked up a tin of roses, you picked up crisps, you picked up whatever else, God knows, and you didn't probably need, or you didn't intend spending. If you go in and you only have 5 euro in your wallet, or you only have 5 euro in your purse, you're more likely to just pick up what you need to spend on. So it's a very, very simple test. And I think everybody has probably failed a SPAR test at some time in the past. This is about training yourself to have better habits when it comes to your money. It's a fairly, fairly simple thing to do, but as we know, COVID-19 has interrupted it because people don't want to carry cash anymore. And I can see cash become a little bit more irrelevant in society as we go on out of COVID-19. So what you can do in this case is set up what's called a vault in Revolut or N26. So I love the likes of the Revolut system or the N26, which are banking apps. And what you're able to do there is segregate your money up into different envelopes. So in my next episode, I'm going to have a chat with you about how you should set your bank accounts up. In this episode, it's very easy. All you need to do is take your spenders, in this case, your 400 euro or 100 euro per week, and lodge it into your Revolut or your N26 account. And that means you can only use that account to spend on. Revolut and N26 are both free accounts. You're not leaking any money by paying money to banks. So set them up and put your spenders into your Revolut or N26, and that's all you can use for the week or the month, whatever way you want to set yourself up. And this will soon change your mind about how you feel about your money. When you open your Revolut app or your N26 app, you're going to see how much money you blew through. So it's a very, very simple system. And although cash is no longer probably king, N26 and Revolut are all going to be able to be your digital envelopes. I hope you enjoyed this episode. In the next episode, I'm going to have a chat with you through how you should set your banking systems up, whether you're a single person or if you're a couple. Cheers and have a good day.